And this song that we're going to do is another song by Michael Gott. I know we've talked about him. He's a favorite of mine, a favorite of Ellen's, and just a beautiful piece. And we're going to sing a little bit, meditate, sing a little bit, and I'll cue you. I'll tell you. And if you want to sing, great. If you don't, that's okay, too. Just relax into that space. And anything that you brought with you before this time, just let it go. Just breathe. Feel yourself move down into that heart space. That center of love. That center of your being.
Love in the heart of God.
places in your life, all those people in your life that you love. And see yourself living that love in every moment. Speak what we claim is that thing we say, I am. So think about what your I am is. Sing, I am in the heart of God.
I breathe. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to stay there. So when Ellen asked me to do the talk a few weeks ago and she said she was going to be out of town, the first thing that I tend to do is go here. We tend to be a thinking bunch, as we have found through our strengths test. Those of you who have taken it, and I know there will be more opportunities in the workshops that have been happening. We do a lot of thinking around here. And I think it's cool, because I'm a very left-brain, detailed, information-oriented, and I'm also a Gemini, so I get that other side where I'm just like, other times. This morning, when we encountered the bicyclists, we were here much earlier. I don't know if they were still out there when you came in, but coming from Austin, we got most of the track. So, you know, I was like, we're going to start early, we're going to rehearse, we're going to do all this great stuff. And I was just sitting in the car going, God has got a sense of humor. Oh. And then I'm sitting there the whole time going, I breathe in the heart of God. I breathe. I am. I'm peaceful. I'm calm. So anyway, when Ellen asked me to do this, I went to my head and I thought, I'm going to do all this scientific detail, so forth. And I got on the internet, of course. I love Wikipedia. I will put that on Facebook sometimes. I love Wikipedia so much, but I will tend to find myself just spending hours because I get one little string and I go, I didn't know that. And then I go to the next one. I was like, I didn't know that. That's cool. And wow, look how that ties together. And when all was said and done, what kept coming up for me was that phrase, the music of the spheres. And it's been around for centuries and it has been studied and it has been analyzed, and it was originally brought forth the idea, I'm echoing just a little bit, be the mathematicians out there, Pythagoras, about 500 BC, in his observation, in his open at the top, as we know from our spiritual presence. Nobody ever explained how he thought this. Like, we don't know. We don't know how we think it. We just, when we're open to it, it shows up. And by this meticulous observation of the planets, and at that time, they were only able to observe what they thought were six. Of course, many of the other came along, and of course, we lost Pluto along the way, which upset me. You don't lose planets. Yeah, anyway, so what came about the music of the spheres, and it just kept, it's like, do this, do this, do this. I'm like, well, I'm not really sure I understand the whole concept of it. I have to go on Wikipedia. And But the most interesting thing was that after I had done, and I'm preparing, and this always happens when I do a talk, is the thing that needed to be said came through yesterday when I was doing some more Wikipedia. And on the Facebook, a friend of mine said, did you know, and posted that today, this was last night, today is International Singing Day. And I went, well, how appropriate is that? And again, God has a sense of humor, because I was all up here when the whole thing was just sing. And just let everybody else sing. So guess what we're doing today? Excellent. So, yes, I know. And so the basic premise of the music of the spheres was, through the study and the mathematics and the calculations, is that essentially all the planets, everything has a frequency and a resonance in relation to each other and in their own motion and their own orbits around the sun, around each other, around, and who knows what's out beyond there. As we do, we resonate. We have our own frequencies that we, our base frequency that we tend to operate at, which is largely unconscious. And as we become more aware in our spiritual practices, and as we keep opening ourselves and being more open at the top, we find that our frequencies change. And you know, in your relationships, there are certain people that you don't want to orbit around. And there are certain people that you just are, you know, the magnetic field, the gravitational pull, you go, wow, they're cool, or wow, there's something there I need to know, I want to study, I want to learn, I want to be around this energy. And the ancient study, as there's a lot of healers out here, there's a lot of body workers, energy light workers. We know the chakra system, the seven chakras, also have their own frequency and their own resonance. And we're going to do a little bit of opening chakra work. Don't let it, if you're not into it, don't run. Lock the doors, please. This won't hurt a bit, I promise. although there is something to be said about that, the resonance of the different chakras. If you're familiar with crystal bowl singing, if you've ever been to a crystal bowl thing, I wish we had one. They're tuned crystal bowls that people play, and they once you start them, they continue to resonate. And I've been in those crystal bowl meditations where some people say, I can't be in the room. There's one certain tone that just, it hurts. And you say, where does it hurt? And it hurts in the chakra that is most blocked, or maybe you have several and you just can't stand to even be in the room near any of them. And what we find and we know is that years and years and years of studies in psychoanalysis and emotional therapy and therapy with learning disabled and with Alzheimer's patients and so forth, and the brain, what it does, the mind-body connection with music is so very powerful. And we link the chakras. We're going to do that right now, but we're not aware in that when we resonate at that unconscious level, there's things that affect our bodies, and we go, oh, I'm just off today. I'm, you know, something. And you may not realize that there's been some background noise. Maybe there's some construction going on that hasn't happened before, and suddenly you're just, something's moving your resonation out of sync. You're out of harmony with your environment. So what we're going to do, the first, there's the tones, and some of you may be already familiar with this, but the root chakra where we start, the base of the spine, the tone that we use is "ugh." So, yes, actually, when you think about that and you get "ugh," it makes sense, doesn't it? So we're going to loosen up a little bit of that right now. Just for fun, and we're just gently, let's take a deep breath, just big deep breath, let it out, and okay, let's do that again, doesn't that feel better, sort of loosens up your back, and kind of sitting in your seat, and the crystal bowl toning, vocal toning. We're going to do that same thing in just a little bit. I just want to run you through the chakras a little bit first. The second chakra, the pelvis area, is ooh. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Never thought about it in that way before, did ya? So let's take a deep breath. Smiles is a good thing, too. Ooh. Let's do that again. That's fun. Ooh. Feel how the energy changes just in that breath and in moving sound and moving stuff through your body. It just kind of starts to get you all wiggly, squishy. Solar plexus, the third one, is O. And I was thinking about this morning, and I thought, the first thing that came to mind, well, one of the first things that came to mind, you know, Big Tex at the state fair burned down yesterday. And there was I think it was an electrical fire. He will be rebuilt, bigger, faster, stronger. It's Texas, they promised. But the original Big Tex was originally a Santa Claus. And the city of Dallas bought him and converted him to a Big Tex because they needed something for the state fair that was big and unmistakable. So the first thing after that was the O of the solar plexus was Santa Claus with ho, 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 ho. So big breath and a big ho, ho. Let's do that again. Ho. So we know what the next one is, the heart chakra. And don't you do that when you fall in love with something and your heart opens up and you just go, ah. The fifth chakra is the throat. And it's spelled I, A-Y-E. It's not Popeye, it's not I. is A, and it's I. And it's this moving. If you can imagine that, just opening that place up and just, hey, with a little bit of an E on the end, hey, just
feel all of that opening up.
The sixth chakra, right there. That's our mental capacities, our intuitive, everything that gets connected to the brain. Let's do an E. E. Do you feel like you see clearer? Maybe not. I do. And we'll go to the crown chakra, which is our spiritual realm, our open at the top, into and out from, is mmm. It's a little harder because you're closing your mouth, but it's what you need to do when you're being spiritual, is close your mouth. I think. Don't talk too much. Shut up and let God talk. So let's do an Let's bring breath in. So what I'd like to do now is, if you feel there is a place in your body, in any one of those energy centers, that may be a little blocked or a little tight, I want you to focus on that. And what we're going to do is a thing called toning. Doesn't mean you have to find a pitch. You don't have to sing, don't anything. But concentrate on that part of your body. Down here is ooh, oh, ah, a, and e. I'm sorry, yes. I forgot the E. Thank you. Forgot E right here. Pick whatever tone you want to find. And what we're going to do is we're just going to breathe. We're going to find that tone, that place, and just let it go, okay? Don't worry about the note. Don't worry about being in harmony. Don't worry about doing anything else. Just breathe, find your tone, let it go. Breathe, find your tone, and let it go. You ready? Just keep it going. If you feel a little lightheaded, you don't have to sing, just kind of calm your breathing, but keep going.
So did you hear what happened? We ended up in harmony. When we open those spaces between, we find our resonance. We find the resonance with one another. So just, can you feel that? I've been in toning sessions where they've gone on for about an hour, and you just, you fly out. You fly out of the room, and if you leave. Some people don't leave, and a lot of times I don't want to leave. So now that you are warmed up and you've got everything going on and you're lined up and resonating, I can just feel, I'm just like giddy, just giddy about this. We're going to do what's called the Heart of the Mother chant. And if you'll go down each row and do 1, 2, 1, 2, just pick whether you're a 1 or a 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So all of the ones, this chant is, yeah. Okay, all the ones, if you're a 1, if you know you're a 1 at the moment, stick your hand up. Good enough. 2s, okay, about, that's where we want to be, is about half and half. So a chant written by a man named Michael Stillwater that he wrote almost 30 years ago, which is astounding to me. And this chant has been sung in ashrams. It's been sung in the Vatican. It's been sung at peace conferences, festivals, concerts, all over the world. There was a gathering just for this particular chant of 50,000 people. And it just, it's one of those things that just keeps going. And the first part is, we're going to teach it to you. I am, is she, do you have the first one up? Okay. I am one with the heart. Let's sing it. I'll sing it for you. Goes like this. I am one with the heart of the mother. I am one with the heart of love. I am one with the heart of the father. I am easy study. I love it. So fun. The second part is the Ave Maria and Kyrie Eleison, which is Lord have mercy. The Kyrie from the Greek, Kairos, of leader, Lord, whatever. And we don't sing it as a Lord have mercy as we are, as if we were suffering, but we do it as gratitude, as a prayer of gratitude. Have mercy on this. How grateful are we for this life? And Ave Maria, of course, being Holy Mother, Lord, Holy Father, in the balance. The Ave Maria part comes. It's a little high, but the guys can sing it down lower. Let's start with the heart of the mother. And Sherry's going to sing the Ave Maria part. I'm going to sing the heart of the mother part. So let's start with the heart of the mother. Okay.
I am one with the heart of the mother. I am one with the heart of love. I am one with the heart of the
together? One of the things that I noticed in the Ave Maria and the Kyrie Eleison is we hit all of the chakra notes. We hit all of the tones. We hear the we hear the ooh, we hear the o, a, I, e, Kyrie Eleison, and I am the heart of the mother. Yeah, they're all in there. And if you notice most of the songs that move you, whether they're chants or whether they're a popular song, doesn't matter what genre, doesn't matter if it's opera, doesn't matter what it is. But the magic and the music of the spheres is that connection from composer to divine idea to words to the prosody of rhythm and lyric and melody. And we know instinctively, we know when those things line up, because we feel ourselves just open. So I want to thank you for allowing me to open you today. And open me. I'm just like I said, this is just so, the energy is just so wonderful to feel that, feel everything fall away and just be in that moment of breathing in connection with all of the energy parts of our bodies and just feeling like they're in alignment and feeling in this wonderful place. So thank you for allowing me to do that today. Thank you, Ellen. See you when you get back. Thank you, Tim. Thank you to this group, this lovely here. And just thank you for allowing me to be. Thank you.